From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to the middle of the week.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
I'll take today's dairy numbers. I mean, not dramatic, but they're on the upside generally.
Yeah, I think you've got to be. Look, this global dairy trade auction out overnight, a 0.5% lift in the headline index. I think just looking at the strength we've seen in the whole milk powder futures trading over the course of the last little while, we might have been expecting a little bit more. We actually had a dead flat outcome for that important whole milk powder category, skim milk powder up 2.4%. So yeah, perhaps market expecting a little bit more strength, but we'll take it. Offer volumes are still quite high, so there's still plenty of supply being pushed out through that auction. The backstory there, there's still a little bit of a possibility that the farm gate milk price might get adjusted. There's some reasonably bullish forecasts out there for that, so we'll keep an eye on that in the background. But look, yeah, 0.5%, we'll take it.
And we got life in the housing market too.
Yeah, life in the housing market. This is the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand. They released their monthly property report yesterday, and it looks like there's a bit of life returning to the Auckland market. The interesting thing is, Mike, is just anecdotally, if you're talking to the agents out there, they've sort of been saying this for the last couple of months, and yes, we know that they're eternally optimistic, but particularly in the inner city, in those inner city fringe suburbs. In fact, I was looking on social media this morning, there's a place in an inner city suburb sold at auction yesterday with plenty of bidders competing. So anecdotally, we've been hearing that. Now we're starting to see a little bit. Median prices up 6.6% in September. Their house price index 3.6% up annually. Those price increases still centered outside of Auckland. Auckland up 0.2%. It might be pretty meager, but it's the first annual increase in median prices in the Auckland region we've seen in 11 months. And all the actions out west, actually, Mike, Waitakere City going off. The thing is, the volumes are lifting, Mike, and in Auckland as well. So when you see a lift in the sales volumes, that's normally a good sign for a lift in prices. So the evidence, it's not leaping off the pages at us, Mike, but it does seem to me that we are getting some response to lower interest rates, and particularly that perception that we're going to be, that those interest rates are going to be lower for longer. Yeah. So I think you'll see a little bit of pickup in the property market.
I believe that to be the case. Now, migration for a government that said they were going to slash it, nothing of the sort's happening.
Absolutely not. We've talked a lot about this before. So now we've got numbers released yesterday, and we've got this kind of funny thing going on where we get the March 2019 numbers to March 2019, which are pretty historical, and then we get the August 2019 numbers. The March ones have a high degree of confidence about them. The August numbers are still subject to ongoing revision. So March 2019, 55,400 people. Plenty of people coming into the country. That's actually increasing. The thing is, the number of people leaving has increased as well, so we're getting more churn. But actual net migration of non-New Zealand citizens is over 66,000 people. The thing is, there's almost 11,000 New Zealand citizens took off as well. The top source of arrivals, Australia, 26,000, almost 16,000 of those were returning New Zealand citizens, China and India. If we look at the August numbers, 53,800, not much difference from the March numbers. Migration still running pretty high, Mike.
Interesting. What are the numbers?
Yeah, it's all very positive. And the US market sort of pretty happy, actually. It's been on quite a good run the last few days. 27,061 on the Dow Jones. That's up 274 points, or up 1%. The S&P 500 has tipped over 3,000. Absolutely bang on the nose, 3,000, up 34 points. And that's 1.15% as well. And the NASDAQ up 1.3%, 8,153. So happy days. The FTSE 100, 7,211. Barely any move there. The Nikkei storming yesterday, up 408 points, 1.87%, 22207, and the Shanghai Composite fell 17,2991. The ASX 200 was up 9 yesterday, 6652, and we gained 19 on the NZX 50, closing at 11,045. The New Zealand dollar is a little bit weaker this morning, 0.6279 against the US, 0.9297 against the Aussie, 0.5695 euro. The pound quite a bit stronger, so we're seeing the New Zealand drop 0.4930. We haven't seen it down there for a little while. The Japanese yen 68.33, gold $1,481.38, and Brent crude steady at $59.36.
Have a good day, mate. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.